This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-two minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. Told Michael to call Sean Keeler during the commercial break, and he did not do that. So we're waiting to get Sean on. Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, writing about Jordan Ross, wide receiver for the CSU Rams. And the subheadline is, Jay Norvell's Rams need to find a go-to star in the passing game. Ross sees a 1,000-yard season in 2025. I feel like with the mindset I've got going and how I'm carrying myself, it's going to happen. That's what they need. They desperately need a wide receiver to take over for where Torrey Horton was. That's going to be hard to do. Horton is... I mean, he's going to go down as one of the best to ever do it for Colorado State. So now they're going to be looking. Is it going to be Jordan Ross? Is it going to be Armani Winfield? Is it going to be a running football team a lot like last year? Mike, how we doing on that, bro? Sean's texting me here, so we'll get him all squared away here in just a bit. Do you not have his number?
Just send me his number.
I'm trying while I'm talking. This is why. Come on. I'm going to yell at Micah. This is pulling back the curtain a little bit, but I tell people to call guests, you know, during the commercial breaks rather than walk around and procrastinate and think about Legos.
I'm grossly incompetent today.
And instead, he just sits there and then finally gets up with like 5 seconds left in the break and says, Who am I getting on again? And I tell him, and he, again, just didn't call him. And now here we are scrambling, and I'm 4 minutes late on an interview. That is one demerit. There's one demerit that you're getting. One
demerit
strike.
Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now. Golly. I mean, I build this guy up. I build Michael up. I'm like, he's a great producer. He's a wizard back there, and he can't. And you can't find his number. It's on the sheet. It's on
me,
the
Brady.
Sheet.
I read good today.
Yeah. You do something, man. I don't know what to. I don't know what to think right now. But Keeler's like, what? What are you calling me? And I'm looking at Micah. He's reading a list of phone numbers like it's an encyclopedia. He's going through it slowly. I mean, like how long does it take you to get a number? Come on, Mike. Sorry we're late, Mr. Sean Keeler. My producer apparently forgot how to dial the phone, so we're 5 minutes late for our scheduled appointment.
That's all right. Always a pleasure to talk to Mr. Clean Shaven.
Clean Shaven. I'm getting the haircut on Thursday, so I'm almost back to my normal self.
You are in week one mode, my friend. No cuts for you. You're good.
I'm
only
trying.
Cut in your world is on with a razor.
I'm trying to think of how we top that because I can't just do the beard thing every time I make a sports bet, and I'm not going to get tattoos or anything. So I don't know what else there is that I could do.
Do the tattoos. I
want to
see that.
I have to clear that with my wife, and I already know where that's going to go. She's not going to be into it.
You need those, man. Well, I think that would help your image. You need a little Harley Davidson in your life.
I mean, I could do that.
Rock it up.
I could get like the temporary ones.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. Sean, it was great to see you last week out at practice and media day. I haven't been out there that much. I've been in the middle of a move. I never take a week off, and in August I did this year.
You're growing a beard. I don't want energy to do that.
Oh, and Keeler, like being out there as hot as it was, I'm out right now,
pretty hot.
Oh my gosh, like I put hair stuff in my like hair gel, like product, because my hair was so long, I can't just spike it up. And I sweat so much, I sweat out all the products. So then my hair starts like floofing out. I'm like, I look like an idiot. I don't want to be out here anymore. So I'm very happy that I get to take this off my head coming up tomorrow.
Imagine that with humidity.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't want to do this anymore. No more bets. No more hair bets. We'll see.
Right. No. Never say never. Never say never. Life's too short.
We might make the Rockies one a tradition. I don't know yet. Tanner seems like he's out on that. But
it's going to be a long summer.
You put together a great piece on Jordan Ross, and that's talking CSU. And it's interesting because I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, who is going to be that playmaker, that receiver on offense that really steps up and can be kind of a go-to for Braden Fowler-Nicolosi? Do you think it's going to be Jordan Ross?
I think he's going to be, if not plan A, he's high plan B, B+. I mean, there are a lot of narratives with the Rams right now, but I think one that doesn't get talked about enough, it's a lot about, James contract and Pac-12, but let's win the every year, I've got to win the Mount West, our last time here. Yeah. But the bodies lost is, if it weren't, we weren't in the portal era, we would be panicking so hard if we weren't normalized to the crazy.
Yeah.
By now, they've got to find a guy. Even if they are going to run the ball, and that's an if, because you're also missing two of your best linemen that you're having to replace, right? And an all-league center who played forever. You've got a lot of guys who play forever who are no longer there. And Torrey Horton being one of the bigger ones. And, yeah, he didn't play, boy, hardly at all last year. But you've all lost, four of your top five receptions leaders from a year ago, including your top three. You're kind of starting over. And so the good news is it's a lot of opportunities. And this is why Jordan Ross, who could have considered a higher Power 5, Group of 5, no offense to CSU, or some low Power 4 offers, decided to come there in the first place, this opportunity. And I think he's going to get it one way or another. Everything I've seen in practice, it's one of those things where if I can notice it with my bad eyes, and they're terrible, I'm like, God, this Zero guy is just crushing people out there. He's just always open, or he's beating people over the top. A, that might not say a good thing about your second and third defense and your second and third secondary, but I think when it's happening at three of the four practices I've seen, I don't know about you, but that's a pattern, and that's a guy to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping an eye on him. And then speaking of guys that can catch the football, we didn't get to see this guy last year, but I've only been out there twice, but the two times I was out there, Jackson Warren looked really good. And then I'm seeing other guys posting videos of him, and how does he keep so wide open out there? He's a giant human, but he keeps finding ways to be wide open.
He's hard to miss because he's like 7'2".
Yeah, he's tall.
It's like, it's like Birdman out there playing somewhere. Maybe a bad example of that parallel, but it's a huge guy. And he, like Torrey, he was in the plans for last year. He was supposed to be that guy that Holker was. We don't forget, but you lose sight of how big Holker was in 23. Never mind, the Holy Holker, as I call it, the end of that Boise State game. This was an NFL tight end playing really, really well. So they missed that last year. They've got a couple guys with Jordan Ross being, high B or 1B, maybe those guys are 1A, and you've got that kind of weapon going across the middle. It's hard to miss. It might also be hard to stop, certainly with Mount West defenders and that kind of target. So, yeah, that's another one you got to keep an eye on. But it's wide open. And I think I'll be curious to see what Warren looks like, too.
Do you think the defense, like, this is a brand new defense, and Tyson Summers, new defensive coordinator for CSU.
Right.
The defensive conversation is so interesting, Sean, because I thought, like, with Freddie Banks, I know there was a rift between he and Jay Norvell, but I actually thought the defense was pretty good. I mean, they were decent last year. They kept him in games.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I thought exactly the same. And when the falling out, what we'd heard about the falling out, and then the eventual kind of, I don't want to say removal, the departure of Freddie, and then the departure of all those defensive stalwarts that made, I thought, a very underrated defense go. Kirsten's, of people like that, I kind of went, I made a face. And then what I saw, and I didn't see much of it because it was the same time as the Alamo Bowl, but then watching the tape of the bowl game at Tucson, Arizona, I kind of made the meme where you're clenching your teeth, or the emoji where you're clenching
Your
teeth. That was kind of my description of CSU's defense in Tucson, or what I saw of it, because Miami's not as good as they looked that day. But this is not Miami of Hurricanes, this is Miami of Ohio. I think that's another one, and we may get there in print here pretty soon, where I like Tyson. I talked to him at length, I think, a little after I saw you or before I saw you last week. And, you know, this is his – how I asked him how 3.0 is going to be different from 1.0, and he's like, oh, it's so much easier in terms of what I teach and how I teach it. It's just that now I have to speed it up because everybody's new. And he's like, but it's not just here. Everybody's new everywhere every year. And the speed of this thing, again, I have to eat some crow on this, but the game has gone to meet Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders didn't meet the game. The game's going to him. Everybody's having to do a 25-30-man changeover. And that defense being just a major example of that. He's like, I've learned last year at Western Kentucky how to teach these concepts and these ideas faster, to kind of sum up what we had talked about. And he's like, and I think I can, you don't want to say dumb it down, but I think I'm able to kind of speed guys through this so that you could take a bunch of free agents, hypothetically speaking, off the street, off of the portal, and make them do what we want them to do. But it's going to be vastly different, and I think that's a massive question mark, again, with a roster full of them, because you've got the changeover, for a unit that I thought didn't get its due. I'm with you. I thought they really – it was complimentary. You know what? Last year's Rams, when they were right, and there's a lot of qualifiers. Everything with CSU last year is, you know, asterisk, also the worst Mountain West ever. You know, it's like,
yeah,
how could you not win 9 games at this schedule? Okay, even assuming that, when they were right, they played very complimentary football. And that is, it wasn't flashy. They had to get out of passing the ball the way they wanted to because they didn't have Horton and they had a lot of inexperienced guys. And they were able to game manage and turn games over. They were able to punt to win. And when you do that because you trust your defense, and you've got a defense that's able to give you the ball back, and you trust them to give you the ball back and take another shot. I'll be curious to see if there is complementary, makes air quotes in the heat, on that side as they were a year ago. Because when that got going, even against, yes, not great competition, yes, boy, you hit the jackpot in that Wyoming and Air Force had their worst teams in a generation in the same year. there were a lot of things that went right. But you also had to take advantage of that, and they did. And I'll be very curious if they are as complimentary. That sounds very Sean Payton, but it really applied. You know, it wasn't sexy stats. It wasn't a lot of memorable home run plays where you go, oh, but, you know, they still were 8-4 in the regular season. And they got, 8-4. And still got there, you know, in a real team effort. And that's what you have to do on the complimentary side. And I'll be real curious where that scheme fits in 2025.
Yeah, me too. Well, and it was a weird season for all that stuff. It wasn't always pretty. After the Texas-Colorado game, after those two games, there's no way I would have thought they're going to find a way to win 8 games. But the turning point was the San Jose State game, and that was defense that made the key stops. They made that initial stop right out of the half, shortly after Torrey Horton goes down and out for the season. I thought that was the turning point in the season, and that was Jack Howe, Henry Blackburn, some of these guys making big plays and big stops, keeping them from converting third downs into first.
Easily their best game of the year, and what we forget in context, again, because everyone goes, oh, Wyoming Air Force bad, oh, Mountain West bad, yes. San Jose State wasn't bad.
No,
San Jose State was the hottest offense in the country coming in. What was that? Was it a 55-54, whatever it was, with Wazoo in that game? And my teammate at the Post, Corey Massasak, and I were talking about it, and walking to one of the games where he was helping me out, and he's just like, oh, man, this San Jose wide receiver is amazing. That offense is amazing. Oh, boy, they're coming to FOCO. And they really, really clamped that down and when they needed to, and outscored them when they needed to in that game. So there's a great example of what a complimentary game in a complementary set of units can look like when it's right. So it wasn't all cupcake pounding to get to 8-4 last year, as much as we want to make it sound. But that schedule on paper, in theory, could be a little tougher in the middle and the end than last year was. And I think you've got to – you certainly got to hit the ground running when you're going to Washington and playing all these Power Four openers, which I'm not in favor of, but okay.
Well, it'll be interesting. Sean, at the end of this thing, is Jay Norvell still the head football coach for the Colorado State Rams?
Yeah, but I'm not sure everyone's happy about it.
Mm.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I think it might be – remember the meme – remember the emoji I mentioned earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
A 7-5 season, maybe 6-6, but probably 7-5 with some moments of, yeah, maybe a couple more trophy wins. I don't know how much better Wyoming's going to be. They certainly couldn't be worse. Like, I guarantee you they'll win a trophy game this year and have a really good shot at a bowl. Beyond that, I know Rams fans want the world, and they want to be Boise because they have Boise facilities and because they have a Boise budget, but pretty close to it. I don't know that we're there. I don't know if this year is going to get us there, but if I'm wagering with your money, I'll say that he is there next winter and next summer as we transition to the Pac-12. But there's going to be a lot of those emojis with the gritted teeth going around probably to get to that point.
Wow.
I think he gets an extension. And then I think they're going to see where they're at. And there will be expectations in a much tougher league to prove your mettle. Because that's the cream of that league are moving on. Air Force people say, no, we're not taking us. But no, it is.
Yeah.
Certainly six biggest budgets are, and six biggest operating revenues are moving on. And that's going to be a different kettle of fish. If only Gonzaga played football, if only.
Whoa, man, that would be, if it could be like their basketball team, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Sean, it'll be cool. It'll be a crazy season. So many different storylines, especially surrounding the local teams that I know you and I both chat and write about. So I'm looking forward to breaking it all down with you this year, my friend.
We will have a toast. We'll have a wake to your facial hair.
Yes.
I can't wait till we do that.
Yeah, we got
to
do that,
we'll have an Irish wake tomorrow.
So
we'll have an Irish wake. We'll all tell stories.
About the beard.
We'll do the New Orleans funeral march. We'll march it down. It'll be great.
I love it. All right, count me in on that. Sean, my friend, appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. See you, buddy.
Bye. Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. That was a good interview. It started off pretty terrible because our producer couldn't get him on the phone because what were you doing back there? What were you doing?
I was looking for him on the list, and then I realized he's not on the list.
Well, a good producer would have looked for him on the list when during the break with plenty of time. That way, just in case, if he's not on the list, he asks me, hey, what is the number? And then I give you the number, and then you write it down, and bam, you got yourself plenty of time.
It's in my phone now, so it's under Sean, not the correct spelling of Sean Keeler.
He spells
his name Seen.
Why are you confusing things? Why? Seen is S-E-E-N. I can't hear you. Now you don't
he
even
spells know. It S-E-A-N,
yeah,
which is the incorrect spelling of Sean. Sean is correctly spelled S-H-A-W-N.
No, there's a lot of ways to spell
it. Oh, man,
Sean.
That guy's going to really kill me.
God, why? Why? What? Seriously, what are you 40 minutes after the hour?
I am very tired.
Oh, good. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.